time to preview the Everest with Dean Evans, thanks to Winning Edge Investments. Dean, hello to you. You must be excited, like Christmas Eve for you with the Caulfield Cup and the Everest meeting up there in Sydney. Plenty to look forward to.
Yes, absolutely, Gareth. It's a fantastic day. We're really getting into the heart of spring now, where it gets super exciting and just outstanding racing, both at Randwick and Caulfield this week as we start to then head to Cox Plate and Melbourne Cup week. It's just very, very exciting.
Let's start our runner-by-runner preview of the TAB Everest. Weight for age, 1,200-metre contest, worth $15 million. The first horse we take a look at here is Nature Strip, Chris Waller, James McDonald. He has been heavily supported in the last 24 hours. He's now the firm favourite and clear favourite at 370, Dean.
Yeah, look, and rightly so. He's won the TJ Smith in the autumn over this track and distance 2 years in a row. He bolted in over Eduardo earlier this year. Forget his run in the Everest last year. He had mucus and allergy issues and he just wasn't right. He's the best sprinter in the land at his peak. He's been set for this. The rain-affected track is a positive for him or is it a negative for others. His two runs this prep have been absolutely excellent. Knowing that he's been set for this, he's flying, he's third up, everything profiles perfectly, and I think he's clearly the one to beat.
Let's hear from Les Bridge. He trains Classique Legend, who'll be first up in the Everest tomorrow.
Actually, his last trial, his first one was ordinary. Second one was better. But McAvoy said he felt like, the other day when he trialled his last trial, McAvoy said he felt as good as he did last year. So that's all I can go on. Last year I thought he was a certainty. This year I think he can win, but he's got to do it first up. So, yeah, that's the doubt. I think he's a great horse, mate. I wouldn't try it with any other horse. That's all I can tell you.
Of course, he bled in Hong Kong. He's first up here in the Everest over the 1,200 metres. Dean, it would be some training performance by the great Les Bridge if he can get Classic Legend over the line here.
It would be an amazing training performance. He's won an Everest. He's won a Melbourne Cup. He's an amazing trainer, Les Bridge. I was very keen on Classic Legend in the race last year, and he really bolted in. But, he's first up off a 307-day break. He's had three okay trials. Getting more and more solid in each one, but it's going to be a huge training effort. No horse has won a feature Group 1 1200 at Randwick, and I can't believe this as a Group 1. In the last 10 years, from sort of 14 races first up, and only one actually managed to do it second up. So you find that strong Randwick 1200 metres in these high class races that are high pressure of hairs, and the wet track even adds another element to it. I just think coming off this bleeding issue in Hong Kong first up, it's hard to deny the quality of the horse, but I just have to bet around him this year, just given the prep. It's just too difficult, I think, to win this race off a 300-day break.
Can Eduardo win the Everest 1,200 metres, high-pressure 1,200 metres on a rain-affected track?
Look, he's a multiple Group 1 winning sprinter. We were keen on him to beat Nature Strip first up in the shorts, and he managed to do that. He ran third in the TJ Smith in the autumn. The wet track suits. Again, like I said, second up not ideal from a historical profiling perspective for this race. So, Joe Pryor believes that's the best way to ensure he peaks for the race. I've sort of got him as one of, I think, the five horses who can win, but I'd only be saving on the best. I don't see him as a clear bet at the prices.
Okay, so Eduardo there at $6. Let's hear what Gordon Richards has to say about the chances of Guy Tra in the Everest.
Someone asked me that the other day. I think he's better, but... of course, since then he's had a knee operation 12 months ago. I just think he looks better. I think the run in the shorts was pretty good, even though he didn't win it. I think he's at least as good as what he was 12 months ago. So now you just need luck.
You could have got $12 this time last week about Guy Tra. He's down to $6.50, Dean.
Yeah, they've certainly come for him, and you can see why. It was not like he third in the shorts first up. He ran third in this race last year. He makes it three times. He's a quality sprinter. And I agree, with the trainer's comments there, that I think he does come into it better here. He was sort of second up last year for a 42-day break. He comes second up here off a shorter break. Again, second up, I still think it's hard. And I think the inside draw could be an issue on a wet round by this time of the day. So I think how the track's playing is going to be a big... big pointer to whether Guitry actually win the race. I still think 1,000 to 1,100 is like middle distance. I sort of put him in that Eduardo back bracket. I think he's a horse who can win, but I'm not overly keen to really back him. I think he's more of a saver bit for me.
All right, mate, we might just take a quick break here and we might just get you to move around a little bit. We'll get a clearer line. It's not too bad, but we might just fix that in the break here. We're with Dean Evans going through the Everest Runner by Runner, which is, of course, the feature race in Sydney tomorrow afternoon. Dean Evans is with us here on RSN Central. Thanks to Winning Edge Investments. We're going through Runner by Runner with the Everest tomorrow. We're up to Trekking here, Dean. He's at $41. I guess the rain hurts his chances.
Yeah, I think you're right, Gareth. He ran third in this race 2 years ago and then fourth in it last year. Look, he was an unlucky third first up in the Moya, so he's going well. But I agree with you. I just think the wet track is ideal for him, and I think you need everything going right in a race like this. So that probably puts paid to his chances.
Master Crusaders at $10. Wayne Hawks reported to us yesterday on RSN Central that Michael reported to Wayne that he worked the house down on Tuesday. And I think Wayne and the team have got a little bit of confidence that he can actually jump better with Tommy Berry going aboard once again here in the Everest. I guess if he jumps and he settles closer, Dean, he has to be a big chance, doesn't he?
Absolutely, I agree with you. I think, I've got Nature Strip as a clear one to beat, and I think when you look at what Masked Crusader did in the TJ Smith last year, he was pretty unlucky second. Some thought maybe he should have even won, so you know, taking that on face value. He flew home to win the Premier last start, which is the ideal lead-up for this. I love that he's fourth up here, horses over the sort of round at 1,200 metres at the top level. You know, they're best to be third or fourth up and really hard fit. I just think he's the key danger. I know people are concerned about him getting too far back, but, you know, it could be a day if something's off with Nature Strip and Eduardo, and there's talk that the wind direction may actually not suit the leaders coming to a headwind. So, you know, if it's there to suit a swooper, I really think that is the key danger to Nature Strip.
What about the track? Are you concerned if it's a heavy track for Masked Crusader?
Yeah, if it was a heavy track, I would be concerned, and it would be difficult because he has kind of floundered. This was the time he did run on a real heavy track. He couldn't win. But I get the feeling from the forecast that, you know, I'm sort of operating on a soft seven and probably even a soft six, and I think he can win on a soft six for sure.
Ken Wild Ruler, who won the Moya, of course, last start winning Everest.
Well, look, I love the horse. We sort of followed him from before his first start as a trial horse, and he's been great for us. He was great in the Moya, but he's a dry tracker. He's a bone dry tracker, and the times that he has run on wet tracks, at Doomben and also in the Galaxy, he just failed, and I think I just think he can't win on a wet.
Here's Cliff Brown talking about the Inferno's chances.
Look, I do. I think, you know, Damien came and galloped the horse this morning, and he made a great point. He said, you can't actually go into a race with him and with a speed map, I'm going to be here, I'm going to be there. You actually have to get the horse into his rhythm first and get him comfortable, and from there he'll put himself into the race. And I think that was very important. So I think first and foremost, get him going, get him behind, get a bit of cover and let him run his race from there. I think if it's soft, he's okay, and if it gets any worse, we're into sort of we don't know territory.
Can he win, Dean?
Yeah, look, I think he's the best roughie. He's flown home in his last two starts. He's won the Group 2 McEwen, and then he was a close second in the Moya. You know, a big track like Randwick and 1,200 metres just looks like it's going to suit him even more. He's won a Group 1 level at 1,200 metres and at a mile. And I think that's actually good for a race like this, with plenty of speed on. He's here fourth up. I absolutely think it's sort of the 20-1 plus. He's the best roughie in the race.
What about Embracer at $71?
I just don't think she has the class to match these.
Yeah. Lost and Running couldn't even defeat a human the other day. He's at $26.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I think he's a year away. I think they're running him here a bit like they did with Cliffy Legend, you know, who sort of ran six a couple of years ago and then won the next year. You know, I think they've got this race in mind and he'll run a solid effort. You know, he could run sort of midfield and then, you know, I think next year could be his year.
Libertini, can she win first up on a rain-affected track?
No, again, I think first up in dry track, she's a, you know, a real superstar, and she could have been a chance, but I think the combination of her issues, with her feet and the wet track, I just don't think she can win tomorrow.
And the three-year-old Home Affairs, representing Coolmore, Glenn Boss takes the ride for Chris Waller. He's a $12 chance, a colt by I'm Invincible.
Yeah, an interesting type. Impressive win first up on the Heritage, quick time. I think if it had been bone dry, down the weight, you could have given him some hope. I think the wet track isn't ideal for him. He failed in the slip on the wet, and I think second up here, it's just going to be a bit too difficult to win in the conditions.
So Nature Strip for Mask Crusader, did I read that right, Dean?
Yeah, Nature Strip clearly on top. Mask Crusader of the key danger, and probably the Inferno, the best roughie.
Who wins the Caulfield Cup, mate?
I'm quite keen on the Chosen One. I thought he was really good. He ran third last year. He was only a length off, two superstars and very elegant Anthony Van Dyke. And his form this prep's even better. He ran the quickest last 1,000, 800, 600, 400 of the day, in Herbert Power. And he was just sort of there to have a nice clean out before the Caulfield Cup. So I think he's a really big chance.
And Dean, we've got people like Pricey that's just headed or just arrived at Bundalong for their punter's trip, and they'll be punting all weekend. They probably need some help. Winning Edge Investments, how do they get onto your tips?
Yeah, look, just go to winningedgeinvestments.com, click on membership options, have a look at, got a wide range of different professional punters and ratings and tip services. And if they input the promo code RSN, they'll get a 50% discount on their first membership.
Yep, just $5, just send the hat around, guys, and there you go. You can have Winning Edge Investments help you out on the punt there on a Saturday. Good on you, mate.
Beautiful. Thanks, mate.
There's Dean Evans there. And